Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. One of the most beautiful lizards I've ever seen lives right here in Utah. I stumbled upon one last week during a hike in Professor Valley north of Moab. The collared lizard has a gold head, a green body, and two black collar stripes. It was just shy of a foot long from tip to tail, with most of that length in the tail. It bravely stood its ground as I crept closer to admire it. Instinctively, I wanted to reach down and catch it. The urge to catch lizards seems to be innate. Maybe our ancient ancestors used to eat them, and the desire to catch them is a relict evolutionary trait. When you catch a lizard, you might just cause him to drop his tail. Tail dropping is a defensive mechanism. In many species of lizard, the tail has weak fracture planes between the vertebrae, allowing the tail to detach easily. After breaking off, the thrashing tail attracts the would-be predator, enabling the lizard to escape. Some lizard tails are brightly colored, which enhances the decoy effect. Unfortunately, there are serious consequences to losing one's tail. A long tail acts as a counterbalance, enabling a lizard to lift its forelegs when running. This is important because a lizard can move more quickly on two legs than on four. Male lizards need their tail for social status. Low-status males have much more difficulty mating. Tail loss might also mean that a juvenile will have trouble acquiring a home range due to low social standing. Finally, fat stored in a tail provides a food source during periods of starvation and reproduction. With this in mind, I hope you will join me in my effort not to catch lizards. Let's admire these wonderful creatures from a distance. This Wild About Utah topic was adapted from A Naturalist's Guide to Canyon Country by David B. Williams, courtesy of the Canyonlands Natural History Association. Thanks to the Sorrel River Ranch Resort and Spa for supporting the development of this Wild About Utah topic. The ranch offers deluxe lodging and services on a scenic bend of the Colorado River, 20 minutes from Moab in the spectacular Professor Valley. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.